Blog Talk Radio. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guided Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and today, on this beautiful April day in Wisconsin, I'm coming to you to speak with our guest, Anna Nula, and update you on the things that she's been up to. So if you have been with us for a while, you may remember her on her show, Soul Sisters, with her co-host, Sue. And, we will be talking with her shortly about what she's been up to. But before we do, I will be talking about the energy of the week, as well as the energy of the month, because we are in April now. It's April 1st, and I'm so excited because this month brings so much great energy. And so let's start with the energy of the week. So the energy of the week, Archangel Michael, as well as Archangel Gabriel, are stepping forward. So I'm starting with the energy of the week because it's actually going to lead us into the rest of the month. So this week, it's really important for us to really go within and to let go of those things that no longer serve us. So Archangel Michael, as well as Archangel Gabriel, are stepping forward for us because as we are letting go of those things that no longer serve us, we have to be able to communicate those things that connect us with our truth. So, you know, when it comes to sharing those things that are who we are, those things that we've gone through in the past, those things that we are going through right now, it's really important for us to share those things with others so that we could get that old energy that's within us out so that we can prepare for the new energy that's coming in. So, you know, Archangel Gabriel is all about communication and connecting with our truth. So connecting with him. Also, Archangel Michael comes forward because as we speak our truth, as we connect to our truth, a lot of times there's going to be a lot of fears and doubts that come in. And so he's there to let us know that it's safe for us to share. It's safe for us to step out of our comfort zones and to be able to share those things that is really on our minds, that are in our hearts. A lot of times we have that, the ego that comes in saying, oh, we shouldn't share because we're going to be a burden to others, or, we don't want to bring that onto other people. But that's actually our ego from sharing and stopping us from really stepping out of our comfort zones and moving forward. So it's really important for us to do this. Don't be afraid to share with those people around you that are there for you to support you to be there to even give you the advice that you may need. Because the angels and the divine, they actually work through other people as well to give them, us the messages that we really need to hear. So, you know, be sure to do that with both of them this week. And once we do that and once we let go of those things that no longer serve us, it's then when the full energy of the month comes in for us. So this month, Archangel Ariel and Archangel Uriel are stepping forward for us. And this month is about creation. So it's this new energy that's just swooping in and propelling us forward. So it's really important for us to do the releasing and letting go first so that we can move forward, get that new energy, get the inspiration, get the those things that we need to do, we need to step forward into so that we can step forward into our purpose, that we can reach our goals and reach those, achieve those things that we really want to achieve, especially this year. You know, this year is about creating, and it's about communicating and really stepping into our purpose. So, you know, be sure to do this week, do that preparation. And it's no coincidence that the new moon also falls in this week as well, at the end of this week. So it's about setting these intentions of what it is that you truly want to create, what it is that you want to do when it comes to our purpose, and what it is that you really want to do in order to make an impact in this world. So setting those intentions and then letting go and releasing this week is very important so that you could get those new ideas for creating. Also, what's important too this month, in order to get these new ideas and new things coming in, is to let go of those patterns and habits that we have that no longer serve us. Because when we have these patterns and these habits that really don't help us, it's hard for us to get new things to come in. So, for instance, you know, if you want to live a healthier lifestyle, it's time to let go of the patterns of being stagnant or not moving or, you know, not going to the gym, things like that. And then putting in those new habits of going to the gym and moving about more, going outside and enjoying nature more, those type of things. So, so it doesn't have to be something big, but little steps at a time. I'm so excited for this month. It's going to be a great month. There's going to be a lot of movement, a lot of things going on. So if you would like to talk about the energy of the week or the month, or if you'd like to speak with our special guest today, or needing some guidance from the angels, be sure to dial 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on the show today. All right, so now that we have the energy of the week and the month covered, let's introduce our special guest today. Her name is Anna Nula, and she is a soul realignment practitioner as well as a lot of other things, which I will have her talk about. So let's bring her on and welcome her back. So hello, Anne.
Hi, Catherine, and hi, everybody. Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm fine, thank you. I'm perfectly fine. I'm so honored to be on with you as your guest and thrilled to be here and seeing what's going to happen.
Awesome. So, yeah, like, you know, I know we've had you on Soul Sisters for a long time on a Psychic Talk. And so wanted to see how things were going for you. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, we have been very busy, and we actually decided to, even if we love every one of you to death, so to speak, or to transition, if we would speak in a spiritual language, it's nice to have, it's actually a dream for us to be on with our third soul sister, and she's Joyce from Australia, so now we are going to be in Arizona, Stockholm or Greece for me, and Melbourne, Australia for Joyce. We decided to start our own radio channel, Growth of the Soul, but actually our sense is that it's not dedicated only for soul realignment and healing like we do. So our bases are that the soul is the basis for everything, if that makes sense. So it's like having other tools combined with it, like psychic abilities, mediumship, angels, channeling angels, doing Reiki, numerology, astrology. So everything, those are all tools and cards for, as well, so to speak. So right now we are working on getting the website together. We did a couple of test shows, and they are just tests, but they show us that we need to dig a little deeper in so that we can really handle everything. And we're very excited. We had been thinking about going live on Facebook and stuff like that a few years ago, but I feel that radio is really exciting, and our time as Soul Sisters show on Psychic Talk Radio was absolutely fantastic. We are forever grateful to all of you and to Dax that helped us move forward and get our feet wet and understand that radio is basically the thing. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. So when do you launch?
We are thinking of launching in May. So we have basically a month, and we did a couple of test shows just to try things out. We're working on the website. There's a lot of things going on behind the radio, but it's also very exciting. So we are planning on doing some other, if anybody see us advertising something on Facebook and we are doing a test show, everybody's welcome to call in. But there is a potential that something can be missing because it's just a test for us. So we have experience, but we are gathering the experience now too. Put everything through, and we are hoping that you will be our guest.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you. I would love to do that.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very nice.
All right. So I know that you're in Sweden, so can you tell everyone a little bit about also the things that you've been doing there locally, like, anything that...
I can share that this weekend, the past weekend, we had a fair here, a spiritual fair, that's called kind of, if I translate it, it would be Harmony Fair, and they have everything spiritual. So I went there both days to discover new things and find new interesting viewpoints and hear from others and, buy incense and all those things that you do. And I actually stumbled upon a very famous Swedish medium. We had her on our last Soul Sister show on Psychic Talk, Vendela Cederholm. So she had a seance yesterday, and I actually received a message. Wow, that's fantastic, from my great-grandmother. She's always around me. And in Sweden, what can I say about Sweden? Yeah, people here are generally not very religious, so the church here is very small, you can say. We are Protestants, I think it's called in English. There are many people who are interested in spirituality and spiritual matters of all kinds. But it's not really integrated into people, so to speak. So many claim they are atheists and they don't believe in spiritual things going on, and others do. But the good thing is that I sense that because religion is a little bit small here, people are more open to other ideas because there's a lot of people sensing things, and they admit that there are many things that we can't explain. That's kind of how far they go. Mm-hmm. And it's a modern country. It's very cold. We finally had some sun today. I'm so happy for that. That's rare for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So, I had introduced you as a soul realignment practitioner, which you are. So can you tell
yes.
us a little bit? I have a lot of new listeners joining us. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. Soul realignment is a healing modality. And what we do, we take some information from the client, for instance, date of birth, full name. If someone changed their name, we want name at birth and name now, location where they were born. And with that information, we enter the Akashic records, and we have a checklist because you have, in the Akashic records, there is information about every soul and each and every lifetime we had. So basically the information is huge. What we want to seek out is what is the energetic signature of the client's specific soul, so we get the personality and what makes up this client energetically. It's very important because we all have all sets of energies that are available, but we have different combinations and different percentages, so to speak. So that is how you can understand the basis of the personality and where the soul stems from and things like that. And then we want to know if there are anything coming from this lifetime or previous lifetimes that are affecting the client in this lifetime. So it's not going in and see, yeah, well, you had a fancy life three lifetimes ago and you were very famous and you were very rich. So that's not so interesting in this sense, because we want to know, is there anything that energetically is blocking the person, and what can we do about it? How can we come through? So when we are finished with the reading, we clear the Akashic records and the blockages and everything for the client. But it's also, and I think this is very important to say, we can help, we are here to help, and we can do clearings, and we it's like having a reset, so you can have a new beginning. But this is also coming with some homework for 21 days. So basically the client needs to do something for themselves, because if I clear for you, for instance, Catherine, and mm-hmm. you repeat your patterns, you're going to, mm-hmm. to attract and have the same things all over again. And you don't mm-hmm. want that, because mm-hmm. the 21 days, for instance, is there for, to change your habit, you need 3 weeks. So it's a very good thing to do. And, you know, when we start to do healing work on ourselves, like having a soul realignment reading, yes, you get a lot of information, but you can also relate to the information given. And you can, when you understand your energetic signature, and most people actually say, yeah, that's spot on. Yeah, how did you get that? But mm-hmm. it's coming through because it's important for you. And when you make choices that are in alignment with you, things will be better for you because you are making them from your point of view and in alignment with your energetic statement, if that makes sense. So something mm-hmm. that is a positive choice for me and a good choice for me might not be for you, because you are a little bit different. You have mm-hmm. a different energetic statement from me. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Awesome. So when it comes to reading, How long does a normal reading take?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, to do a full realignment reading for me, that takes me around 10 hours to go through everything, because it's like being a detective and seeing all the things coming up and going through all the checklists. And it's also, you know, when you do something, you want to do it as good as you can, because it's an honor, and you want to gather the information that you need to understand the story. And when you find something and you understand that these two things from maybe different lifetimes are set in one issue, for instance, so you can understand how it's affecting you in this lifetime. And even if there's another soul in that lifetime when it started, that you have this soul, you have a connection here too, so you're both incarnated, or it's still affecting you because you keep the patterns and you can't understand why. So, for instance, a blockage can be that you have created negative thought forms. If you feed a thought with enough energy, it can take a form of an entity of its own. So it's nothing to be afraid of. And it might sound, you know, very negative, but it's not. We do create things all the time. We do create cords with each other. We do create connections, because all is energy. And usually things like that dissipate when we stop. For instance, now we're talking, you and I, and we have a cord, energetic cord. Make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, before we move on, we do have a few callers that I would like to take. So would you be interested in taking calls?
Absolutely. Shoot.
Awesome. So let's take a caller that has been holding on the longest. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hey.
Or how can we help you today?
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you? Love listening to you. Well, do you want me to ask a question, or do you just want to give a general reading, or I wasn't sure how you wanted
to
do it.
What would
well,
you like
I'll
to
just
know?
Well, specifically, well, I'm worried to death I may have cancer, but I have strong faith, and I have a RA, which is rheumatoid arthritis, but mine's polyarticulate, which is very aggressive. And I'm having a flare-up, and they found a bunch of lymph nodes that are swollen in my body. But two of the cancer tests came back negative. And, of course, now they want to do a mammogram. But my thing is what food do I need to eat or stay away from to get healthy? And I have very strong faith, and I really think it's just my immune response because I'm having this flare-up. And I hope and pray to God that's all it is. And my intuition says that's what it is. But, you know, in the back of your mind, you still worry, you know. And so I'm just trying to figure out what is the healthiest thing for me to eat or stuff I need to stay away from. What is my body lacking that you see that I need? Or, you know, any spiritual messages?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you start, Catherine?
And do you see anything?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you
yes.
saw anything right away.
Yeah, I have something here. I'm feeling like when it comes to the food, it feels like your body is very sensitive. And most times when we develop different issues, and you actually, I'm so sorry for you. I think you're going to be fine, but it's taking some time. And avoid things that have a lot of things in them. Try to eat as clean as possible and cook everything for yourself so you know what it's in. And I mean that avoid things like ready-made foods and things like that. And sometimes that can be challenging in our society when we have to do other things, if we're busy and so on. I feel that maybe a lot of herbs that are very, I mean spices that are strong, like chili and things like that, might not be a good thing for you, but I feel eat as clean as you can, Does that make sense to you when I say that? So you understand what I mean?
Basically no processed foods.
Yes, and no preservatives and avoid things, everything like that. So, you know, if you eat a potato, you know you cooked it. You know there's nothing in it. Keep it up. In that sense. And I have something else for you. And this is very beautiful. I do have a feeling, of course, you know, we can never promise anything. We just try to explain what we see. But I sense that there will come a new beginning for you. And it's going to be fine. I have the chills when I'm speaking here, and I feel that you have many guides and angels around you. Just follow through. Don't give up. I have the best senses for you.
Oh, that is so good to hear. I need to hear good information. What do you mean by new beginnings? Like me trying to go all organic and stuff?
No, I think it has to do when things... I think that you will come through this and then your life will feel like it starts again. I don't think it's going to take such a long time because it's coming so strong. I feel that the new beginning means that you can put worries about your health concerns behind you. That's what I'm sensing.
Good.
Yeah, I actually totally agree. I got the same thing. It's you know, lots of fruits and vegetables. That's what I hear. Some juicing, too. I hear that as well for you. So that's going to help. You know, staying away from processed foods. I did hear turmeric for you as well. And turmeric's great for inflammation in your body. So adding turmeric to any of the foods that you eat, you could add into soups, you can add into, you know, salads, things like that too. So that'll help, you know, just a little bit at each mealtime would help for you. But I also do hear the same thing as Anne had said about new beginnings. So it's going to help you to, when you start doing this, start eating much healthier and eating cleaner, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel a lot more new energy coming in for you. You're just going to have a lot of new inspiration coming for you, a lot of ideas and being able to create those things that you want to create. And then I also do hear about passions. So, you know, following your passions, doing things that you love to do, and then just enjoying some time outdoors as well.
Yes, I love being outdoors and by the water. That's where my energy is.
Awesome. Yeah, so, you know, spend as much time as you can out there.
Yes, definitely.
I do see a lot of new energy coming in for you, and it's going to be great.
Well, you ladies are great. You know, it just lifts my heart up just to hear positive information, you know. And my dream is to be on my sailboat. That's kind of my passion with my
Aww.
Honey. But we've been working on it for like 2 years, but my rheumatoid's been so flared up. I haven't had a chance to go out there and finish painting it. So I'm trying my hardest to get this inflammation down. And I do have a little container of turmeric, and I've been taking turmeric. And I swear, I think that helps. They took me off of some Mobic. So it really got me nervous because that's an anti-inflammatory. So I started taking that turmeric with black pepper. It seems like it's helping. But I was going to make some soup tonight and put the turmeric powder in it.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. Awesome. So, yeah, I say your intuition is right on point. You have to listen to it.
Yes.
I've always felt like I've had intuition, but not like you guys.
Well,
I
you
have
do have it. We all do.
Yeah, I have a small suggestion. Something that I follow him myself, and I go with some of his advices. Look at medicalmedium.com. because he has many good ideas about yes, you have done that?
I bought the book, but I haven't read it.
Okay. Go ahead, and you don't need to start with everything, because he has a lot of information. But, for instance, juicing, he has many good advices. So,
okay.
Explore it all in your own
way. Okay, yes. Oh, I've been researching, let me tell you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You know, let us know how things are going for you.
I will. And thank you, ladies, so much. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
Thank you.
You are
so much.
Very welcome. Have a wonderful week. All right. So let's take our next caller. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Rose. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Rose.
Hi,
how
Rose.
Are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're chatting with Anne and myself. So do you have a specific question for us or would like a any guidance of any kind?
Yeah, I guess whatever comes through, I guess what I need to know at this time, I guess would be a way to go.
Okay. So, Anne, did you have anything that you'd like to mention right away?
Yes. Absolutely. I have miracle messages cards that I'm using. I have a bunch of cards, but this wasn't the one I was drawn to. And I got Angel on a Mission for You. So the card is basically saying, I know where I am going. I have a renewed sense of purpose. So if you have been feeling confused or things you haven't been very clear about how you should either move forward, now things are going to change for you. So it's going to be more clarity. You are, if you follow your guidance and your gut feeling and know and really listen, you know, to what you hear from yourself and your soul, this is the time actually to listen more to yourself, and you will know what to do. It's very good at this time to listen to friends and you know, family and others and people like us. But when you are going to make any decision of any kind, this is where I'm getting very strong, you go with what you feel. So you can gather the information from around, if that makes sense, but go with when you have listened to all of it, go with what you sense about what direction to take. So it's going to be, I have a feeling that you will find more in alignment with your purpose and what you really are passionate about. That's what I'm sensing. I hope made sense to you.
Yes, it makes sense. It does.
Awesome. Also, I do have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And there are some things when it comes to clearing out those things that are limiting beliefs for you when it comes to, you know, anything that's coming up for you when it comes to mind chatter or ego stepping forward. So any of those thoughts that are not who you truly are. So when you call on, there's also some past things that need some healing. So if they're coming back to you as triggers, to kind of look into that and call on Archangel Raphael, he's going to help you to understand how to release that and to heal from that as well. And then Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you because he wants you to really start sharing about those things that you've been through and those things that you are learning along the way. So be sure to call on both of them as well to help you.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
That helps. Do you see anything in reference to career or that might be connected to career, what you were just speaking about?
So actually, Anne covered this a little bit about your passion. Really looking into those things that you really love to do. Don't settle for a job. just because you know how to do it or you've been doing it for a long time. But, you know, when you look at applying for jobs, really look into what excites you, what really, you know, things that you really want to do. So that would be for any jobs that you're applying for.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting something more here that is combined with what I said before and along with what Catherine said. I actually sense that you have so much experience and knowledge. I think you have more than you actually realize yourself. So some kind of spiritual teaching, and that can be made in many ways. You can work as a coach. You can do radio shows like we do. There's a bunch of things, but I sense that even if sometimes in this life, you know, we have to support ourselves, so it can feel like a mountain to climb. But if you start with as much time as you have, the universe will help you to find the way for what your true passion is. So you can pick something that you're passionate about on the spiritual end, or you can radiate your spiritual knowledge in a totally ordinary work. But I sense that you have much to give. So go with your passion.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
So, well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much.
All right. So before we move on to our next caller, we are at the bottom of the hour. So let's go through some of the announcements that we have, or some of the upcoming shows that we have. So tomorrow we have Power of Three. So hosts Vivian and Rose will be back, and they are going to take your calls, questions, comments, and mini readings. So be sure to tune in with them and chat with them. Also, we have, let's see here, on Thursday, April 4th, Stephanie is back, Stephanie Mayo, with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to call in with if you'd like a reading, and be sure to call in early with her because she tends to have a lot of callers online. So so be sure to tune in with her. And then on Friday, Dr. Dax, Dr. Rose, and Kathy Shogren are back to talk about who are the Vedic gods. So be sure to tune in with them on Friday. So, and then before we move on to the next caller, I just wanted to just remind everyone that we do have Psychic U. So be sure to check out the page. It's Psychic U, or psychictalk.net/psychic and then the letter U. And if you go there, you'll see all the courses and workshops that are available right now. And in the near future, of course, like you said, on different areas when it comes to spirituality. So whether it's tarot, whether it's angels, all the different areas. So be sure to check it out if you're interested in learning any of those on any of those topics. I guess that would be all for right now. Anne, why don't you talk to us about your work, you know, your website, and just promote a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I do a lot of things like most of us do. So I'm currently... I changed my work in a couple of years. So I'm actually very soon going to be able to work with my spiritual passion, which feels like a great honor. I do angel card readings. I work at an online company with phone readings. They are called Crystal Clear Psychics, and I do SMS readings for them too. I do my own soul realignment readings and angel card readings and all of those things. And soon we're starting a radio show of our own. That's Sue Schumacher from Soul Sisters Show. We used to have a show on psychictalk.net. Psychictalk.net, sorry. I would know that to say it right. And actually a bunch of things. I have Reiki too. I use Reiki combined with the soul realignment readings, and soul realignment readings are a healing modality. So we basically go into the Akashic Records and find out things that are important for a client at this very moment in time, like energetic statement, personality traits. You can explain it in a more common language. And what their souls are made up of, if we can find any blockages, we clear them, and it's like having a fresh start. So you can go on and just move along. And actually today I wrote a chapter to an upcoming book, Warrior Women with Angel Wings. That's a series of books, and this is, I think it's my third or fourth chapter and book. So we are many co-authors. The series is published by Sandy Sturgeon from America. I think she's in Hawaii. How nice is that, right? Now I'm longing to go back to Greece. And yes, the topic for this book is very, it's going to be called Warrior Women with Angel Wings, Gleaning the Positive from the Negative. So that's kind of in alignment with what you spoke about, the energy of the week. So positive versus negative. And I'm just going to mention a few things. If we think of something positive and negative, you know, it's basically the same energy. It's different poles of the same energy, like hot and cold and positive and negative, happy and sad, if that makes sense. So if we can see that and grasp the energies in it and work with them, it's very easy to say, of course. And sometimes, you know, it takes some time for us to understand. But if you are angry about something, there's a huge amount of energy in anger. So if you can be aware of your anger, understand what it comes from, and work yourself through it until you might reach a bit upwards towards the positive end, or maybe you can reach the positive end faster, so to speak. I hope this makes sense to all of you, trying not to be too fussy when I'm speaking. So it's, you can turn that around and work with it. It's a huge help, because we try to avoid things that we feel are coming back to us. And when we try to avoid things like old patterns, things we are angry with, or some blockages we feel we have, they are not going away, because we come into something like a mood of resistance. So we actually need to look at it. It doesn't need mean that we accept everything, or we want to do the same, or we, sometimes we have to leave people, but we can forgive them. We can work with the energy and the anger we have, so we can move forward. Because if we don't, it's going to come up again. It's coming up, it's popping up for us, even if we don't want it. So like they say, you know, to heal something and to really come through, even if it takes some time, and even if we cry, we feel anger, we feel a lot of emotions, the best way, we really need to deal with it. Then we can release it. So we just have to see and release. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does, definitely. Awesome. All right. So we have more callers on the line. So let's take a few more calls. All right.
Yes.
So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Well, maybe not. All right, so maybe we'll try them back later. Next caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michael. I'm in Nevada.
Hi, Michael. So how can we help you today?
Yes, I've been sending out a bunch of resumes, and I had a couple interviews with large casino restaurant, and I wanted to just curious if you see them making an offer soon, or is there something else coming up?
So, Anne, do you see anything or hear anything?
Yes, I see something. I sense that there will be, you filed for something. You applied for a job, right?
Yes. Yes.
There will be a lot of action going on here. And I actually think that even if you are thinking in terms of, am I really going to get it? Yes, I'm going to get it. No, I'm not going to get it. I do feel that it's like, try to monitor your thoughts. But I sense you will hear from them soon anyway. And just try to think positively, okay? Because we do create a lot of things. So sometimes when we have thoughts like we are struggling within, thinking a lot, it can take a little bit of more time because you actually put some energy into the situation. I do have a feeling that you're going to get it, and I feel like it's going to call for you to use your personal power and everything you have. But that's nice, that's beautiful, that would be good for you. It's moving you forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not panicked or anything like that over it. It's I interviewed really well. There's I had two interviews, and it's just I think I'm just annoyed by the delay on how long they take, rather than be like, all right, let's just wrap it up and close it out and give me the job.
Okay, I fully understand.
Yeah.
Jasmine, what do you have?
So I actually have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you, and around what Anne said. They're telling me you need to it's about you doing something else while you're waiting for the answer. So doing things for yourself, some self-care, doing things that you love to do. And as you do that, as you keep yourself busy, then you're going to get this call. Like it's going to seem like it comes faster when you keep yourself busy. So...
you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're right. Idle hands are the hands of the devil, as they say in that sense. And it's just like, I've got to get out and get back into my old routines. And, I've been allotted some time and I need to enjoy it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, well, thank you so much
wonderful.
For calling. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You both as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. So we have a few more callers. So caller, area code 267. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Donna from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, ladies. I wanted to ask you, do you see me? I'm become friends with somebody that I was friends with a long time ago, and I'm not sure. I'm not really attracted to him too much, but I'm trying to get out there a little bit. Do you see us going out, or do you see a positive thing? Or his name's
okay.
Greg, right?
Okay, Donna. I'm actually sensing that. Yes. Hi, Catherine. Sorry. I'm actually sensing that there are romantic feelings going on here. So the message basically is go ahead, feel free, don't fear, explore this. It's too early to, sometimes, you know, I can see if something is going to last forever. I can't see anything like that right now. But I do sense that there will be, there are feelings that are starting to sparkle, if we can say it that way. And I think this is going to develop into a romance if you both choose to, of course, because we also have our free will, if that makes sense. I have a good feeling about it, and I sense that just explore it without fear. There's nothing to fear. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Just try it, because I've been, you know, in a funk. But do you see anyone from my past coming back in?
No, but in a sense you can say that this person you asked about first, I sense that this is a soulmate, but it's not per automatic that you are going to live a lifetime together. Just want to say that, because there is kind of a perception about soulmates that there's one and only. I do feel that we have many. That's my sense of it, with the basis of my work and everything. And a soulmate is someone we have spent lifetimes together with. So the connection is very strong. And sometimes we can fear a little bit because we can't put our finger on what's going on. We sense that we know this person. So I feel that the new one you asked about is a soulmate for you. So I sense also that you met so that you can connect and take it from there. I can't see someone from your past returning in the sense from this lifetime, but this one is from a previous life. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, okay. He's from a previous, okay.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I've known him since we were little, and then we just through Facebook found each other again. I don't know. I'm not very attracted to him or nothing, but he seems nice, and I figure why not go out with him and, you know.
Yeah, but try it out. If that is the person you asked first about, yes, go with it. Go with it.
Okay,
yes. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, but the second person I asked about, that's totally gone, you see.
Yeah, I think that's the one, the person you asked about. That's who I sense you will develop romance with. So, yes.
Oh, okay.
But your connection stems from previous lifetimes, even if you have known each other possibly in this life. I'm getting the stronger connection from previous lifetimes for you. So that's why you feel the connection in the first place, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with Anne. You know, when it comes to the first question you had asked, it has to do with some things that you do need to learn or take from some of their relationship. But also, I do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and it has to do with some blocks that you may have. So some things when it comes to some things that's happened in the past for you that may be coming up for you as a trigger. You know, some hesitations, some doubts, some fears, and which Anne had mentioned as well. So, you know, that's something that, you know, this relationship will help you to deal with as well. But I want you to really take some time to do some meditating and asking for Archangel Raphael to help you to let go of some of these limiting beliefs, but also to help you heal from past issues that's coming back up for you. Some things that come when it comes to fears and hesitations.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, thank you, lady. Go ahead.
You had asked about new romance, and I also hear a no as well. Just wanted to let you know that as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there another person involved?
Not at this time. So the relationship that you asked about the first question that you asked is what you should be focused on right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week. All right. So I believe we have a couple more callers. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about you? What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, and my name is Christy.
Hi, Christy.
How can
we help you today?
Hi, thank you guys for taking my call, first off. I appreciate it. And I was just wanting, like, a general insight on what's next for me.
And do you want to get away?
Absolutely. What I'm getting for you... and I hope this makes sense to you. It feels like you have been working on something. This can mean life in general or something that you wanted to complete, and it's going to come to successful completion if you applied for something or if you have been working on a project. This time is a good time for you. It's a time where you can feel joy, you can relax. I sense a lot of peace around you and some pride about kind of getting through what you have been doing in the very recent past here and coming along. And mm-hmm. I also sense that you are opening up a little bit and you're more sensitive for your own guidance and insights and things that come to you. So just embrace all of that. And I also sense that this will bring you the successful completion you have been. If it hasn't come in yet, it's going very, very soon. And usually when it's coming strong like this, it's going to be in the very, very near future. And after that, it's going to feel like you are beginning something new. So it's time and space here to start plan for the future and going on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that does. It has to do with my relationship because we've been working hard on the relationship.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
So,
thank you.
Yes, it's a good thing. Thank you. Catherine?
And I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And he is coming forward for you to remind you to really do those things that you truly love to do. Don't forget about yourself. Don't forget mm-hmm. to really love yourself and do those things that make you really happy. And you'll see a lot of things fall into place when you do
okay.
that.
That sounds great. Thank you. And it's true. I need to think about myself as well. So you're right on. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. And have a good day. And thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. So I believe we have a little bit of time to squeeze in one more caller. And then
Absolutely.
We'll wrap it up by having you... give out your information so that people can leave. All right. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ashiel. How can we help you?
I want to know, now that spring is here, if you see a new job, new romance, or new friendship, because I'm pretty much looking for three.
So, Anne, did you want to go ahead and take this one?
Yes. I'm just going to ask you, did I get the question right? You want to know what we can see for you that's coming in next regarding to work and relationship and things like that, or in general?
I mean, work, relationship, and friendship.
Okay. I'm sensing that you are entering a time, and this is, it's nothing to fear. It's just to be as bold, as strong as you usually are. It's you're entering a time where it's needed some action for you and to take yourself from one point to another. And it's like the angels say that you are somehow pushed a little bit, but very gently, to be assertive and go step into your own power and be self-confident and be willing to stand up for yourself. That's the thing I get. I'm going to see if I get anything around love. Are you in a relationship right now, or are you looking for a relationship?
No, I'm single. I'm pretty single. Looking here.
Okay. I feel that there's a lady coming in. I hear May, so a few weeks, a couple of months. May would be, I hear 6 weeks, but sometimes we can be off, but that's what I'm hearing. So sometime in May, I sense there is someone, maybe that's someone who is a friend right now, and you will start to discover some romance and romantic feelings. That's what I'm sensing. So when you are understanding this and it's showing up in your reality, explore it. Don't be afraid. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
No, yeah, it does. The reason, my question is because I took some time off from pretty much everything, you know, like my career. I started a little something, new business online. Friends, I just got rid of everybody. Relationship, I stopped dating. So now I'm like pretty much like I'm ready now. You know, I know what I want. I'm confident, like you said. You know, so I'm just about to go out there and see what happens. But I'm not going to say that for sure.
Yes. And I have one more thing for you. Because sometimes we have people around us that have many opinions and they want to give us advice, and that's fine because they do it out of good intention. But sometimes those people can sound a little bit negative. And right now it's for you to listen to you. You can say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but now I'm going to pick and choose. So if you sense that anyone is a little bit negative around you, just send love to them, love and light, and let them know that, yes, I hear you, I love you, but I'm going to go my direction because I sense that you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do also agree. I feel I'm hearing from Archangel Raphael, and he's showing me that you have been doing a lot of work on yourself, which is great. So keep at that. But there's a deeper layer that you need to dig deep, a little bit deeper on. So be sure to call on Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you to know what that is. Like, he's going to bring that into your awareness. And then, you know, doing some meditating, some journaling is going to help you to realize what that is. And then Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you because he wants you to really, truly love yourself. There's mind chatter that's coming in for you that, you know, all those things that are not who you are, those things that say, I'm not good enough, I'm not this and this and this. So a lot of different things. So, you know, he wants to remind you that it's really important for you to really, truly love yourself and who you truly are. And, you know, just like Anne said about other people saying different things, it's time for you to kind of block that out and really just go within and know that you're amazing and know that you're magnificent and you can do all these different things. And once you have that really going, and I also do hear doing some affirmations would help you. By doing this, you're going to really get them, your mindset to change. So slowly it's going to, that mind chatter is going to go away, and you're going to be able to say, I am amazing. I can do this. I can create. I can go out there and have some fun and meet new people. And you're going to send out that new energy out to those people who are meant to be attracted to you. So because when we don't have that new energy and we have that energy of negativity and things like that, we attract that type of people. But once we change our energy and shift our energy, that's when we attract the right people that we're supposed to have come to us when it comes to relationships, friendships, all the different business relationships, all those different things. So I hope that helps you.
Yeah, yeah. You said Archangel Raphael. Is that what you said?
So Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right. So we are at the top of the hour. So, Anne, if you want to let all our listeners know where we can reach you and contact you if they want to work with you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the last caller. I didn't say thank you for calling in. And I think the easiest thing is to reach me because I advertise everything on my website. So angelplaceonearth.com. angelplaceonearth.com. You can find out about me, my Facebook, my Twitter, everything. So that's the place to connect. And the new radio channel, of course, and everything else.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Anne, so much for being on the show today. It was so great to have you.
Thank you. It was an honor for me, Catherine. You know, I love you to death. To transition.
I love you too. And yeah, we missed you on the network, so I really wanted to have you on, and I'll probably have you back on again soon because I just love your energy. So, and I know we'll be chatting again online also.
Yes.
So, but yeah,
yes, we will.
I just wanted to. Really, thank you. I know it's nighttime for you there, and it's late for you there, but to everyone that's listening and everyone that called in, I just want to thank everyone for joining us today. We had a lot of fun, and I just love, you know, taking your calls, and I just hope that everyone really tunes in this week, to the energy of this week, so that you can move forward into this new energy that April brings. And I just want to send lots of love and light to everyone that is listening or will be listening. I look forward to having you back on with me next week. And we're going to start a new series on 30 Days of Gratitude. So be sure to tune in. And I want to also mention briefly that it's because it's the 30 days, it doesn't have to be 30 days in April. But if you feel called to start the 30 Days of Gratitude with journaling, as well as tuning in with the angels. So until next time, I want to send you all lots of love and light, and I will see you very soon. So bye-bye for now.